Earlier today, I got the booster shot. So now I have three.
What'd you get?
Moderna. But so I have all three Modernas. I had the first two Moderna, and now I have the third Moderna. So I got that today. And the funny thing is when you, because I still have my card, so I handed my card and they filled it out, you know, that you got Moderna again, but there's no space for the third shot. They only had a space for two. So it's kind of like in the notes part of it. So I didn't think, they didn't really think these cards out when they put them out, I don't think.
That's like when my grandma writes me a birthday card. She doesn't just write like, you know, dear Cooper, I love you, love grandma. She'll write a whole long story and then get to the end of the card and realize she has so much more story to go. Mm-hmm. So she'll start writing really tiny. It's like normal writing. And then suddenly she's writing really, really tiny at the bottom. And then your grandpa said this, and then we went to the beach, and then we thought this, and then, you know what I mean? Like it's so the bulk of the story is in the very bottom in these tiny little letters that even I need like some sort of microscope
to see the bottom
to
line.
Read it.
Yeah, but that is so society that we only think the next step. We don't think four steps down the road that once I think there's enough space for the next shot, but if there's a fifth, screw it. It's not going on that card.
No, definitely not.
So I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, do we keep this card forever? Is it, and it's paper. It's not, you know, it's very strange to me, but I actually felt this shot going in the needle part, but other than that, I feel nothing.
You're fine. Yeah,
I'm fine. So I looked up because there's a lot of people right now wanting to get these certificates, and where do you get them?
Oh, wait, you mean even if you're not vaccinated, you can get a certificate that says you are, you mean?
Yes. So you can get a fake one. So how much do they cost? By the way, ladies and gentlemen, they're free. So if you want to get one legitimately, you can get one for free.
Yeah.
And it doesn't cost you anything. But if you want to go on the dark web, you can buy them. So how much are they on the dark web? $250.
$250?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what a rip. Why would you just go get the shot and get the card for free? I don't get it.
So basically what you do is you send them your information, your name and all that. Then they send you back the fake documents in the mail.
Wait a second. So you are giving some criminal on the dark web. All your information that they're definitely not going to use for anything nefarious. Definitely. They're not going to open up credit cards in your name and open a bank account. No. You know what? If you're stupid enough to pay $250 for one of those cards and to give your information to somebody on the dark web, have at it, my friends. Go for it.
So, yeah, you give them money, $250, and they send you the fake documents. I guess they handwrite them. I don't know what they do. Or just send you blank ones. I don't know. So that's $250. Now, if your job wants you to get a COVID test, you can also buy those fake negative COVID tests for $25 on the dark web.
No, but you can just get a COVID test for free and just it'll be negative.
But what if you have the COVID and you want to get a negative test? You can do that. I wonder if you can get a negative pregnancy test too on the same site. I don't know.
I bet you can get a positive pregnancy test on that site. That's the way, you know, this. Yeah. If your boyfriend's about to break up with you, go buy a positive pregnancy test and see how quickly he stays.
Fake negative COVID test and a fake positive pregnancy test.
Exactly. I don't have COVID, but I do have baby.
Right. So
I tested positive for baby.
But negative for dying.
Exactly.
So COVID vaccines have increased these cards over 300% in the past 3 months.
Yeah, that's probably because of all the jobs and all the places that are requiring you're vaccinated.
And
in order to, yeah.
If you have the COVID, you can get vaccine variants on sale on the dark web.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's like a variant. It's not the Moderna or the Johnson & Johnson. It's Sputnik and Sinopharm.
Why would you get that? Why would you?
Because that's, I don't know. It's like
and inject yourself with it?
If yeah.
They send it to you? No.
$1,000 a dose.
Okay, that sounds, now that's stupid.
It's stupid. I know. That's why I'm telling you.
Oh, okay. Again, if you want to spend $1,000 and inject yourself with something unknown, that some guy in the dark web who's not a doctor or a scientist is giving you, again, you get what you pay for. Good for you, my friend.
So, and I learned also that there's ads and pop-ups on the dark net that are advertising COVID-19 vaccines for $500 to $1,000. And it has gone up 1,200% of people buying these things on the dark web in the past 3 months.
Actual vaccines,
but the different ones, the ones that probably actually work. That's not because they don't want Moderna or Pfizer because they have things in them.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, they have chips in them.
So
right, if you get tracked. Yeah.
If you get the other ones from the dark web, they don't have the tracking in them.
I see. You can get non-tracking.
Right.
But I hate to tell you, if you don't want to be tracked, you're going to have to get rid of your cell phone because it's got the GPS.
Well, get the fuck off the dark web.
Well, that's true, too.
If you think going to a website is going to give you cookies, I guarantee the dark web got some type of cookie in it. But people buying these doses up 300% since January.
So, oh my God.
People are buying these. The Russian Sputnik vaccine, $600. The Chinese Sinopharm vaccine, $1,000. So you're buying Russian drugs online because you know what? Microsoft has nothing to do with Russia, so they don't have tracking in it. So, but if you want to buy it, it's $600. Or if you want to be like me today and go to CVS, it's free.
Well, why do free when they can track you now?
But they know where I'm at. The government knows also, exactly where I'm at.
Yeah. Also, what is it you're doing that if the government knows where you are, you're worried about that? Like, what are you up to exactly? You know what I mean? And again, then you should get rid of your cell phone also and only use a series of burners, because I watch a lot of those murder shows, and the way they catch criminals, the main way they catch you is when they say, you know, were you at so-and-so's house when they were being murdered? No, I wasn't there. I was at a pizza place with my friends. The first thing they do is they go and get your phone records and see where your phone is pinging. So because they can track you that way and they can triangulate it and see where your phone is pinging and see, no, you were not at that pizza place with your friends. You actually were at the murder house murdering the person.
Mm-hmm. Well, they know now because it's in your arm.
Right, but it's on your phone is what I'm saying. It's also on your phone.
It's probably easier. And on your arm, in your arm now.
Yeah, it's not in your arm. That's not true at all.
COVID-19, there's one site, COVID-19 tests are on sale. Uh-huh. You buy two, you get the third free.
It's like a sandwich at Subway.
They promise, quote, high quality.
Uh-huh.
Buy two. Also, if you buy two negative tests, you get the third negative test for free.
That's funny.
Wow. I had no idea people were paying $1,000 for Russian vaccines.
Dude, we're in the wrong business.
They send you the vaccine in the mail and you're going to put that in your body.
Right.
From Russia.
I know. I'm hearing you. I'm here with you. I heard every word you've said and it is crazy. Yes.